إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد نجيب تنقص علمتي الله سبحانه وتعالى May the blessing and peace be upon the noble Prophet Muhammad, his household and companions altogether. Today is the 4th of Al-Muharram, 1443, meaning 1,443 years after the emigration of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Mecca to Medina. That is, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this world about 1,433 years ago. Today, the 4th of Al-Muharram, which is the first month of the Hijri calendar, as planned by Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu after deliberation with other companions, that they should be using the Hijra of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the calendar for the Muslims. One of the companions in person of Sahal bin Sa'd radiallahu anhu said, as reported by Al-Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala, ma adda ashab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam aw ma addu من مبعث نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا من وفاته ما عدوا إلا من مقدمه المدينة صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said that the companions, when they wanted to start this calendar, there were various suggestions, but the most acceptable one and which became the calendar is the emigration of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Mecca to Medina. He did not make use of his raising as a prophet. Why? Because the date, the month, this was not really agreed upon. In fact, the new day, he died. For this, to them, will be something that will be very disheartening. So they didn't use both. So they decided to use as the calendar the Hijra of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Mecca to Medina, as clear in this hadith or asar that was reported by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala. Then they use Al-Muharram as the first month. So after the liberation, they decided to use Al-Muharram. So Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually did his hijrah from something of Rabiul Awwal or so, but they decided to use Al-Muharram because that was when the preparation for hijrah started. Likewise, it was very close to the period of Hajj. Some weeks back, the people, the pilgrims, they performed Hajj. So, by and large, the companions decided to use Al-Muharram as the first of the first month of the Hijrah calendar. After they had decided to use the Hijrah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the calendar. So Al-Muharram, they decided to use it as the first month of the Hijrah calendar. So this started about 1,443 years ago, that is the Hijrah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this decision was around the 17th or so year of the Hijrah. 17th or so years of the Hijrah. This is the Khilafah of Umar radiallahu anhu. So this is what we have. Hijrah is not for celebration. This is where we are going. It's not something that you say we are celebrating, because the companions who introduced it never celebrated it. They did not celebrate it. Rather, they use it for calendar only and nothing more. The Eid is Eid al-Fitri, Eid al-Adha. We have only two Eids. Apart from the Friday, we have only two Eids. Eid al-Fitri and Eid al-Adha. So people who take this as the thing of celebration, this is innovation. So we are speaking on Eid because we know some people who do Eid. So it is bid'ah. Umar never celebrated Eid, nor did the companions after him do that. They did not do that. So rather, what is expected of us in this Al-Muharram is what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would do. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu, as reported by Imam al-Bukhari, said, ما رأيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يتحرى صيام يوم فضله على غيره إلا هذا اليوم يوم عاشوراء. I did not see the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم fasting any day that he preferred to other days than the day of Ashura. He will fast the day of Ashura. And we said today is fourth, according to the count in Nigeria here, today is fourth of Dhul-Hijjah. Meaning we are about six or so days ago. So this is going to be on the 17th or 18th of this month of August. That will be 9th and 10th. It is good to fast night of Al-Muharram, just as it is good to fast the 10th of Al-Muharram. Why? Because the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was told that Jews who owed the 10th of Al-Muharram, which is the of Ashura, they will hold it in high esteem. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would like to go away from what they do. And he did not want to leave fasting on the day of Ashura, because that day was the day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and his people from the fitna of Fir'aun and drowned Fir'aun and his people. So it was a special day, the day of Ashura. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would like to go away from what the Ahlul Kitab, the people of the scripture, will do. So he said, وَلَئِنْ جَاءَ قَابِلٌ If I were to remain till next year, لَأَصُمَنَّ تَعْسِعَ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ I will fast the night of Al-Muharram. Our fast the night of Al-Muharram. That is in addition to the 10th of Al-Muharram. And that's why scholars will say, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not leave to witness the following year, but he has said it already. So it is good for us to fast 9th and 10th. And that's why I said 17th and 18th or so. So which will be next Wednesday and Thursday. So it is good that you fast in this month of Al-Muharram, 9th and 10th. It is good that you do that. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that he expects, he hopes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wipe the minor sin of the previous year with the fasting of the 10th of Al-Muharram. I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wipe away the minor sins of the 10th of Al-Muharram, sorry, of the whole year by fasting the 10th of Al-Muharram. So it shows that it's something that is good. So let us keep the date. Next Wednesday and Thursday, which is most likely 17th and 18th of August, it will be the 9th and 10th of Al-Muharram. So this is what we are expected to do, and not celebration of Hijra. Not celebration of Hijra. Those who introduced it, they introduced it for counting of events or dating of events. As a calendar, not as an age to be celebrated. Now, a ibadah that you can still do in age is this fasting of the thing. Rather than what? Restricting yourself to 9 and 11. You can fast as many days as possible in this month of Al-Muharram. It is established that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would fast the month of Al-Muharram more than you fast any other month. As it is established. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Afdalu siyam ba'da Ramadan sawm min shahri Allah al-Muharram. The best fasting after that of Ramadan, which is compulsion, is the fasting of the month of Allah al-Muharram. That is this month in which we are, which today happens to be the fourth day of it. أفضل الصيام بعد رمضان صوم شهر الله المحرم. The best fasting after that of Ramadan is fasting the month of Al-Muharram. This does not contradict the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not fast any month after Ramadan the way we fast the month of Sha'ban. That you fast most of it, or fast all of it. There is no contradiction. Some scholars said, maybe this came after that. That is that of Al-Muharram came after that of Sha'ban. Yes, both moons are moons that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will fast a lot, apart from Ramadan. So if you can fast as many as possible in this month of Al-Muharram, this is something that is established. Not because it's Al-Muharram is one of the sacred moons, but because Ibadah is established in it by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is what we are expected to do. Not celebration of Hijra, the way some people do. This is wrong, very wrong. What has led some people to fall into things like this? Is the belief that when they say something is sacred or something is important, this is an important day, so we initiate a particular ibadah in it. This is very wrong. Ibadah is not something that you introduce by yourself. It's something that is introduced by the text. Either there is a clear verse of the Quran that establishes it, or there is a text from the Sunnah that establishes it. This is the way we worship Allah. Not I think this is important, I think this month is sacred, so let me do so and so ibadah in it. Somebody who believes in Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not do that. What makes people introduce these worships that will not have evidence from the Quran and the Sunnah is because their belief in Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is weak. If you believe in Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will not do one ibadah except with a text, because Allah has sent him to explain to you what you are supposed to do. وَأَنْزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Allah said, and we have revealed to you the zikr, which is the Quran, لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ, so that you can explain to the people مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ, what Allah has sent down to them, وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ, so that I can ponder. So you want to do an ibadah, you need the explanation of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or a clear text from the Quran. A clear text from the Quran. But today, a lot of people will just introduce any ibadah. Once our intention is good, we believe we can go ahead, as long as we are doing it for the sake of Allah. So that is what La ilaha illallah. You believe in La ilaha illallah, but you have to believe in Muhammadu Rasulullah. So the fact that you have sincerity, you are doing something for the sake of Allah, does not mean you can just introduce anything and worship Allah with it. The Muhammad Rasulullah, believing Muhammad Rasulullah is 40. Is 40. So you have to worship Allah in accordance with the explanation of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's why we see from the statements of the pious predecessors. Somebody wanted to perform Hajj and Umrah. He was residing in Medina, or he was in Medina. So the man went to Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala, the Alim of Medina, the scholar of Medina at that time. The man asked him, where should I start my ihram? That is the intention of performing Umrah and Hajj. Performing Umrah or Hajj. Where should I assume my ihram? Al Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala said, Zul Hudayfa. That is where the people of Medina who assume their ihram. So this man said to Imam Malik, what if I start from this mosque? Referring to the mosque of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Al Imam Malik said, Aksha alayka al fitna. I fear fitna for you. I fear fitna for you. The man said, wa ayu fitnatin fi hada? What fitna is this? Starting the ihram, assuming the ihram from the mosque of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Innama hiya amyalun azikra. I've only added some miles. If you want to trek from the mosque of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Zul Hulayfa, you are going to cover about 5 or so miles. So if I start the ihram from the mosque and I'm doing what labbaik allahumma labbaik labbaik la sharika lak labbaik innal hamda wan ni'mata lak wal mulk la sharika la sharika, so if I'm doing this, if I'm doing this from the mosque to Zul Hulayfa, innama hiya amyalun azidha, I've only added some miles with zikr of Allah. Al-Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala said, ayyu fitnatin a'azam min antara annaka zarrabta ila fadilatin asfar ana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. which fitna can be greater than you feeling that you have gotten something that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam could not get. He explained to the people here to Aziz Ihram. He said, no, I'm going to start it from the mosque. What tells you that starting it from his mosque is what is more rewarding? Where did you get that? Your assumption. Your own assumption. And we will assume a lot when we are doing ibadah. This is good. So Imam told the man that I hear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is, I read from the Quran, be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَمْ تُصِيبُهُمْ فِتْنَةٌ أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Those who go against the command of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam should be careful lest fitna engulf them or be put in assignment. The scholar said fitna there is what? Kufr, shirk. If one violates the order of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the description of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in doing anything, if one violates it, one will continue to violate. One violation will lead to another violation till one goes out of the fold of Islam. You continue to disrespect the order of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then, at the end of the day, one will now disrespect Allah himself. So this is how a lot of people who are innovators, this is how they started. They started their innovation from little things, and their innovation grew to the level of becoming unbelievers. So we should be careful. It is also established that one of the scholars of the past, a person of Al-Imam Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib, rahimahullah ta'ala, saw a man who was observing Nawafi after the Fajr was coming. He was observing many rakah. He will write, he will watch, observe two rakah. Like that, continue, many rakah between the appearance of the true dawn and the establishment of Salatul Subh. You know, when you come in, for instance, you observe your rakat al-Fajr, or if you have not prayed Tahiyatul Masjid, if you still have time, you observe Tahiyatul Masjid, if you like, you make it to be what? Your rakat al-Fajr. And if there is enough time, you pray Tahiyatul Masjid, then after that, you pray rakat al-Fajr, before the main salah is established. This man did not stop here. He was just observing, not two rakat, observing continuously, many rakat. If we are asked to judge the man, we say, MashaAllah, a lot of reward. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that ta'innu a'inni ala dhalika bi kasrati sujood wa rukur. Somebody said to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I would like to be with you in Al-Jannah. The Messenger of Allah said, okay, that is the case. Assist me on that by doing a lot of ruku and sujood. Doing a lot of ruku and sujood, that is observing nawafil, is something that is rewarding. But placing it in the wrong place is something that is blameworthy. So, ordinarily, if the man has been observing his nawafil many rakat, maybe in the night, it would have been appropriate. But this man was doing this between the adhan of Subhu and watch before the salah is established, observing many rakah during that period. So Imam Sayyid Musayyib said, don't do that. The man said, are you azibun illahu ala salah? What do you mean? Is Allah going to punish you for praying? This is prayer now. The Imam said, you azibuka allahu ala khilafi sunnah. Allah is not going to punish you for praying, but he will punish you for doing something contrary to the sunnah. What you are supposed to do is not more than two rakah for your rakah al-fajr. So not two rakah al-fajr, which is two rakah to 10 rakah to 20 rakah. He said the more the number of the rakah, the more the reward. No. The more the number of rakah, the more the reward. You can apply that at night, not between the Adhan of Fajr and the Iqamah. So there are a lot of examples. Shaitan has caught a lot of people through this. They won't do direct video, but video that has been embellished for people, what has basis, but the method that you do that, you make it video. A very good example is, we know that La ilaha illallah is a very great decree. But if somebody is observing Salah, he now goes to Ruku, and the person starts saying La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, why in Ruku? Almost all of us will say, no, no, no. It is Subhana Rabbi al-Azim that you are supposed to be saying, not La ilaha illallah. If the person tells you, what do you mean? Are you telling me that La ilaha illallah is not a zikru? You tell him that, no, I'm not saying La ilaha illallah is not a zikru. It's a zikru. But that is not what you are supposed to be saying here. This is called bid'ah idofiyya. That is, what you are supposed to do in a place, you replace it with something else. Bid'ah idofiyya. That means, ordinarily not bid'ah, but because of the place you have done it, or because of the number that you have done, which is not a recommended number. Somebody wants to observe Salat in Jummah, and they say, okay, I'm going to observe 4 rakah, and that's my own Jummah, because I want more reward. You say, what? You have no Salat. We will say it unequivocally that what? You have no Salat. A person can tell you that, why? I pray 4 rakah instead of 2 rakah. Does that mean I have no Salah? You say, yes, you don't have Salah. Because Salatul Jumu'ah is 2 rakah, not 4 rakah. So all this celebration of a thing, Hijra, these people introduce, is not part and parcel of the deen. What is enough in the deen? What is in the deen is enough for us. The way a lot of people are into the deen is what has broken the Muslims. It's what has divided us. And the person doing bid'ah, it's like a madman, an insane person that is walking on the street. Anything he sees on his way, he will pick it. And he has what? A lot of look on this on him. When you that are sinned, when you look at him, what is all this? To you, the man has gathered rubbish, but to the man, he has gathered what? Things that are beneficial to him. So this is how somebody who is sticking to the sunnah, look at the one who is sticking to bid'ah. May Allah save us. Alhamdulillah. As-salatu as-salamu ala rasulillahi wa ba'd. Adawakafu Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Adawakafu as-salatu wa nabwa Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Èyí tí a bá wá sọ ní apá kìíní khutba ọ̀hún náà ni nípa oṣù tí a ń bẹ nínú èyí, oṣù Al-Muharram títí ọdún 1443, oòdì tí a wà nínú èyí, onídẹ̀ ní ọjọ́ kẹrin oṣù yìí, èyí tí àwọn tí wọ́n ń bẹ ní báàjì irú nǹkan báyìí ní àwùjọ wa ní Nàìjíríà ń gbé tí wọ́n kéde. Akọ́kọ́ òun ni pé ìjìrá ìjìrá tá à ń sọ ta ní 1443 ìtumọ̀ rẹ̀ ni pé Anabiwa Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ó fi ìlú Makkalẹ̀ lọ sí ìlú Madina ní nǹkan bí 1,100 ọdún 1,347 Anabiwa Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ló kúrò Makka nígbà tí àwọn ará Makka wọ́n fi nira mú wọn tí wọ́n di kọ́ rí ẹ̀sìn fi rí lẹ̀ ọlọ́wọ́n bá pa aláṣẹ púpọ̀ kúrò mọ́ká pẹ́láwọn sáré àwọn ará Madina wọ́n tẹ́wọ́ gbà wá ní Madina yìí Anabiwa Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam ọdún mẹ́wàá bẹ́ kó tó di kó wá jáde láyé tó túmọ̀ sí pé Anabi jáde láyé ní nǹkan bí 1,100 ọdún 1,400 ọdún ó lé mẹ́ta tànàbí ti jáde láyé sí sọ́lọ́lọ́ ọgbọ́n àìyí ọ̀sán náà. Ìgbà wọn bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní ka kìíní ìtàn sọ di ìta àti mọ òkà lọ́dọ̀ wa òní ní àsìkò ìjọba Umar òní wọ́n bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní ìwò pé kìíní káwọn máa lò wọ́n wo àwọn ìṣẹ̀lẹ̀ táwọn lè fi ṣe ìdí àwọn ó ma fi ṣe kàlẹ́ndà so wọ́n padà wo lọ wọ́n wo bọ́ wọn rí pé táwọn mú ìjírá ànábì ìyẹn náà wọ́n kà wọ́n kà padà sẹ́yìn ni so wọ́n kà wọ àsìkò tí a wà yín sìn so òní ni al-muharram al-muharram tí ó tọ́jọ́ pé òun lóṣù àkọ́kọ́ kò rẹ̀ ń ṣòun ní oṣù tí ànábì ṣe é jírá kúrò ní maka sọ̀lọ́lá àṣìlá wọ́n mú nítorí wípé wọ́n ní ó súnmọ́ àsìkò aj then pípọ̀ àríṣẹ́ pánábì fẹ́ ṣe é jírá gan ó ti ń bẹ́ ó ti ń ṣẹlẹ̀ díẹ̀díẹ̀ nínú oṣù yẹn ó dẹ̀ súnmọ́ oṣù zulhijja sọmọ ṣe aj nínú rẹ̀ ni sokafe kan fún mu ni ó mọ̀ ra àtàwọn sábẹ́ tukù ẹnu wọn fi kù lórí tó kẹ́ léka fún al-muharram sọmọbí wọn kà báyìí al-muharram yìí láti wá mú báyìí sí ọjọ́ kẹrin láwa yìí so káwa ni a fẹ́ máa sẹlẹbírẹ́tì ọdún hijira nkùn àwọn tí wọ́n gbé kalẹ̀ wọn sọ ọ́ di ayẹyẹ àwọn kan fi ń ṣòkà lásán ni ọdún wa náà ni ọdún ìtumọ̀ ààwẹ̀ àti ọdún iléyà tá a ṣe kọjá yìí ọdún wa nù so àtúngbé ọdún míì kágbélẹ̀rọ eléyìí kò ṣe ṣe sí àwọn àbí ànábọ̀ muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so kí ni àwọn nǹkan tó tiẹ̀ pàtàkì nínú oṣù yìí a ní nǹkan pàtàkì nínú oṣù yìí gan òun ni ká gbáwẹ̀ àkọ́kọ́ ní ànábọ̀ muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ó sọ inú ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀ kan ó lóun o àtẹ̀ní pé èyí tí ó dáa jùlọ nínú àwẹ̀ tí ẹ̀ máa ń gbà lẹ́yìn àwẹ̀ ramadan ni àwẹ̀ oṣù al-muharram oṣù ọlọ́run bá tí wọ́n pè ní al-muharram oṣù al-muharram yìí ó pàtàkì ọjọ́ kan bẹ́ẹ̀ tí wọ́n pè ní ọjọ́ aṣúra ọjọ́ ìrìn ọlọ́run bá kọ́ ànábì musa àti àwọn èèyàn rẹ̀ ló kó ọyọ nílé ìdààmú fir'aun àti àwọn èèyàn rẹ̀ ànábì musa ọlọ́run pa aláṣẹ pé kó gba àwẹ̀ ọjọ́ yẹn láti lè fi dúpẹ́ ọlọ́run ọba pa ànábì muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam náà gbogbo kọ́ṣe ànábì musa alayhi salatu wasalam níbi eléyìí so ànábì kọ́ṣe rẹ̀ ànábì muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ó padà wá gbọ́ pé àwọn yahudi wọ́n pàtàkì ọjọ́ yẹn gan ànábì wa ní òun gba wá àyè kékeré ní kóun fi ọjọ́ kẹsàn-án kan tó bá di ọdún tó ń bọ̀ òun agbára ọjọ́ kẹsàn-án tọ́nà òun bá ní kóun ṣe máa bẹ̀rẹ̀ fẹ́gẹ́ bí ìṣe ọlọ́run ọba tó ṣe pé kò séèyàn kan tó pàtàkì lórí ilẹ̀ tí ò lè wù kúrò ànábì wa muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam bọ́lá ṣe nífẹ̀ẹ́ rẹ̀ tó nínú gbogbo ọmọ èèyàn gbogbo tó lò lórí ilẹ̀ ayé òjò 63 lọ ló jẹ́ pé ẹnìkọ̀ọ̀kan wa agbọ̀rọ̀ múra lẹ́sìn ẹlòmíì ti lé ní 70 ní sọ́ọ̀ṣì ń bá náà bẹ̀rẹ̀ káàkiri ewu kò dá kò kákún ìwà pátípátí náà ni à ń ṣe bọ́ gbogbo ẹ̀ mọ́ra wọn at the age of 70 ànábì sọlá tọ́lá ọba nífẹ̀ẹ́ sí lù lọ́nu ọmọ èèyàn kò lójú 63 lọ láti gbọ́dọ̀ ọmọ iṣẹ́ ti ara wa dáadáa sọlá ọba òní kánábì di ọdún tó tẹ̀lé sọlọ́bà buhari ọ̀sánà ṣùgbọ́n torí ọ̀rọ̀ tó ti sọ kálẹ̀ ni àwọn sàálẹ̀ gba àwẹ̀ yẹn làwọn afáàgbọ̀n sọ pé ẹgbẹ́ abẹ́ gba dáadáa kó gbọ́jọ́ kẹsàn kó gbọ́jọ́ kẹwàá sọ ọjọ́ kẹsàn àti ọjọ́ kẹwàá yẹn alódì ni ọjọ́ kẹni yóò máa jẹ́ bí ọjọ́ aláwùgbà tó ń bà àti ọjọ́ alàmísì ní 17th of 18 oṣù táwa yóò so ní afẹ́fọ́sì so ṣùgbọ́n tá a bá lè gbà jù bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ ànábì wa muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ó ní abdul siyam bada ramadan shahrullahi al-muharram àwẹ̀ tó dáa jù lọ lọ́yẹ̀ ramadan náà ni àwẹ̀ oṣù al-muharram eléyìí ò tako ìgbé ànábì mọ́ ń gbàwẹ̀ ṣàbán gan-an débi pé máa bẹ́ẹ̀ gbà tán àbí kó gbà tán kò tako àwọn àfáàní information yìí wá bá ànábì lọ́dọ̀ ọlọ́run ọba láti ọ̀dọ̀ ọlọ́run ọba later so tó túmọ̀ sí oṣù méjèèjì náà oṣù tó dáa ká máa gbàwẹ̀ ẹnu ẹ̀ gan-an ni so ṣùgbọ́n ẹni tí ò lè gba púpọ̀ kó gba 10 àti 9 ẹni tí ò lè gba 9 kó gba 20 kò ṣọ̀rọ̀ yẹn ṣùgbọ́n tó dáa ni torí pé ọlọ́run bá máa ń lo sáwọn bí láti pa àwọn ẹ̀ṣẹ́ ọdún kan tó jẹ́ àwọn kùdìẹ̀kùdìẹ̀ tí máa fi parẹ́ ilé jẹ́ nǹkan tí ó pàtàkì lára àwọn kẹta tó bá wa sọ ó ní pé a ní kò kì í ṣe pàǹtí ajá ìpàjọyọ ọdún kan báwọn ní ṣe ṣe nísìnyí ọ̀rẹ́ tí tó fọ́rùn kan máa ń pé kí ni àìgbọ́n wọn mọ́dúrọ̀ sórùn báyìí sallallahu alaihi wa sallam ayi daada ohun ló fa arú nǹkan báyìí. Tí ẹ bá gbọ́ Muhammadu Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, tí ẹ bá gbọ́ yí daada, kò ní sínú àyàfi pẹ̀lẹ́bí. Ìṣẹ́dá pípẹ́ ní ẹ̀wọ́ láti wọ́n kúrán tó kílẹ̀ àbí àlàyé àdúgbò Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Sọlọ́ jẹ́ pé a gbọ́dọ̀ jìnà sí bídíà ní gbogbo ọ̀nà tí wọ́n gbà wá. Èyí sọ pé bídíà ìdọ̀fíà ìyẹn wá ló léwu jùlọ. Òun náà ni pé nǹkan míì ń bẹ tẹ́sí gbé wá, ṣùgbọ́n àlàyé tẹ́sí gbé kalẹ̀ kọ́ la máa fi ṣe. Òmò fún alápèjúwe sí i, ká máa sọ láàbìlá àyíláàbá ìrántí ọlọ́run bá tó tóbi bẹ̀rù. Ṣùgbọ́n kí wọ́n máa sọ láàyè lágbà tó bá ń kírun ní rùkú, a sọ pé bó ṣe kò ṣe tọ́ ẹ̀. Tẹ́lẹ̀ yẹn bá já olórí kunkun, yóò nìkan ló burú bí láàyíláàbá ni ó sọ. Ṣùgbọ́n ní jí ẹ̀sì ń gbé yóò pé wù kò ń gbé láàyíláàbá burú ìrántí ọlọ́run bá tó dáa gan-an ṣùgbọ́n ẹ̀sì ẹ̀ kò ti ṣe tọ́ ẹ̀. Ìwé ẹ̀rí ojú wọn ta fẹ́ kí n sìn. Kí nǹkan wọ́n sùn sí pé láka méjì ní kí mẹ́rin ni. Bá tó fi súnmọ́ lọ́hùn sí náà ni. A ní tó bá kí mẹ́rin ò ní o. Torí pé ìrújú nìyẹn máa ń kí ráka mẹ́rin. Ìrújú wà ráka méjì ni. Tó bá kí mẹ́rin ò ní o. Tí bá tún fi lékún sí i, ò lékún sí i pẹ̀lẹ́ ìwo. Ṣáà kò ráyè lórí ráka méjì, ráka mẹ́rin ni Júmọ́ Abánẹ́sọ Lásán ń sọ. Ẹ̀mí wò pé tó fi súnmọ́ máa wò ó pé. Èmi wò ó pé, èmi wò ó pé, èmi wò ó pé, láti tẹ̀sí ní wúdé ti tó dàrú lé yìí. Ìdíwọ̀ owó 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 lè lọ, eléyìí náà owó tiẹ̀ kúnná owó lè lọ, eléyìí náà gbogbo ẹ̀ wá ó kàn fọdún pọ̀. Ṣùgbọ́n ní tẹ̀sí bá gbé yóò dó lórí pé ọlọ́run bá sọ báyìí, ànábì sọ báyìí ni bó ṣe ká ṣe sọ̀rọ̀ lọ́wọ́ àṣàlẹ̀. Mo la fi wọn lápèjúwe nísìn ẹni tí làákà èrè òdàrú tí ò ya wèrè. Tó bá rí wèrè tó gbogbo ẹrù oríṣiríṣi ni a wò pé ẹ̀rù nílé ìwà yìí kọ́mọ̀ ń ṣanu wa. Ṣùgbọ́n wèrè orí rẹ̀ lẹ́ni tí kò bá dùn. Gbogbo tó ń kojọ yẹn lọ́dọ̀ ti àwọn kan tó wúlò ní. Boríkì lẹ́gbẹ̀ẹ́ gọ́tà yóò mú, boríkì ní yóò mú, gbogbo ẹ̀ yóò kàn bẹ̀rù ó wà gàgìgẹ̀lẹ̀. Ẹ wà pé òun gbogbo eléyìí. Ẹ̀yìn bíkì rẹ̀ bọ̀tọ̀ ń rí tó ń ṣe ní nǹkan tó dá àpèjú òní dídí àdìyẹ. Ó ṣe tá àti gba ìjà tẹ̀mà ní eléyà bẹ́ẹ̀ pọ̀ bá ẹni ká jìnà sí. Mo fún alápèjú méjì. Ìmọ̀mù máa kọ̀ ọmọ ìlú Àwùtàhálà èèyàn ká tọ́jú nǹkan ṣe ájì. Wọ́n bèèrè pé mo lò wá ti gbé ara mi. Lúlù ilé kan náà ni wá ti gbé e. Bàbá tó mọ̀ sí náà ló ń gbà lọ. Ó lọ tún lúlù ilé kan bí máìlì márùn-ún yóò fi mọ́ṣáláṣí ànábì ilẹ̀ sọ̀rọ̀ làṣà. Yóò wá lọ máìlì márùn-ún yóò lọ gbé ara mi. Ọkùnrin wa ní kí ló burú mi ké kí n gbé láti mọ́ṣáláṣí ànábì. Ìdí àlékún máìlì pẹ̀lú àlékún ìrántí ọlọ́run ọba ni. Làbẹ́ ìgbà mi ó tún fi pọ̀ sí náà ni. Mọ́mú máìlì ní tó burú bẹ́ẹ̀. Òun náà ni pé fìjìnà olófẹ́ tóbi. Tọ́kì yẹn sọ yìí pé òun máa ṣe dànù bí lọ. Sọ́tọ́ bá wọn àìyàn sọ́nà. Zulu lè fà lànàbì sọ fún àwọn èèyàn. Mo ní wọ́n fẹ́ lọ́gbẹ́. Ó wá kà á yà wọn lọ́wọ́ bá fún pé kàlí ábárí ìlẹ̀dí ìnà ìhọ́ àdéhùn náà tánú yìí. Àwọn tí ọmọ ń gbèdù sílé àṣẹ ànábì sọ̀rọ̀ lọ́sà àtàṣe ọlọ́mọ ọba. Ọ̀tọ̀ ní tọ́lọ́mọ bá ní kẹ́ṣọ̀ ó má ṣe pé fìtínà ìṣe kéré yóò kàn fún gbèsè àdéhùn wọn áwọ yóò sì kàn àdáàbò kàdé àbí ìyẹ ẹlẹ́gbẹ̀ẹ́lẹ́ o. Ẹni tí wọ́n ń wò pé àlèṣe báyìí yóò ṣe máa yẹ 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 tí ó padà fi tako ọlọ́mọ ọba dàrẹ́kìtì rẹ̀ kọ́lọ́kù ṣọ́wọ́ àgbèlé yìí. Ẹlòmí ẹ wò bá àwọn ẹni ọlọ́run ọba jùmọ́ àwọn jìnà sọ́dọ̀ ẹni èṣù parakuni torí pé ó ti sọ àwọn gan tó jẹ́ kú fún tó gbé fún islam ó ti ṣe nǹkan tó gbé fún islam kọ́nà wa kò ṣe wá ní ilé yìí. Sọ bákan náà alimami sayid musayid ìdúró ẹ̀ṣẹ̀lẹ̀ sọ́nà ó lé èèyàn kan tó ṣe pé ráka tàbí fájìta àmọ́ ń kí ráka méjì yẹn ọkùnrin ọbẹ̀ rẹ̀ ní kí ráka méjì mẹ́rin mẹ́fà mẹ́jọ bó ṣàǹkì ọkùnrin ó ti tó eléyìí tó ń ṣe yóò bàbá sọ́nà máa fìyà jẹ mo kírun náà ni wọ́n fún lẹ́sìn tó bá wọn ọlọ́run ní fìyà jẹ́ lórí pó kírun mo yóò fìyà jẹ́ lórí pó kírun lọ́nà tí ò bá súnà فضل الله سبحانه وتعالى كي أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله سبحانك لا ولي حمد أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك.